is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korea escalates nuclear tensions. The U.S. deployed the first elements of its terminal high-altitude area defense missile system to South Korea Tuesday, one day after North Korea launched at least four ballistic missiles, three of which landed within 350 kilometers of the Japanese mainland. The head of the U.N. nuclear agency, Yukiya Amano, criticized the North's launch.
I again express my serious concern about the nuclear program of North Korea. It is deeply regrettable that the DPRK has shown no indication that it is willing to comply with the UN Security Council resolutions.
The THAAD system could be operational as early as April, according to the South Korea military. Tensions between Malaysia and North Korea over the alleged assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un escalated Tuesday after Pyongyang temporarily barred Malaysians in the country from leaving. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak said Pyongyang was effectively holding its country's citizens hostage. Kuala Lumpur retaliated by blocking North Korean officials from leaving the Southeast Asian nation. University of Tasmania Malaysia analyst James Chin spoke with VOA.
I think what everyone is waiting for are two things. First, everyone is waiting for the confirmation that it was a nerve gas that killed Kim Jong-un. That's the first thing. Secondly, I think everybody is looking for confirmation that the body they have in Kuala Lumpur is actually Kim Jong-un. Despite widespread news reports that it is Kim Jong-un, we do not have any definite proof that it is Kim Jong-un.
Two detained women, one Vietnamese and the other Indonesian, have been charged with murder.